Ready to master yourself, live your mission, and manifest a purposeful, soul-aligned life? Want to charge premium for your gifts as a healer or a mentor? If you keep hitting limiting beliefs or unsure how to magnetize those high-ticket clients for your services, then this is a place for you. Welcome to Eugenia Oganova on a Mission podcast, where we decode self-mastery, help you step into your sovereign authority, and create true agency in your life. For spiritual entrepreneurs, we dive into sustainable marketing and clear messaging that attracts premium clients with ease. Tune in for tangible tools to become self-masterful, expand your vibratory range, grow your impact-driven business, scale with soul design, and elevate the human collective. And here is why you want to listen to me. I've taught over 100 courses to thousands of students across 27 countries. I've been featured in over 100 podcasts and publications. I've mentored hundreds of spiritual coaches and healers on sustainable, soul-led entrepreneurship. I am a self-made multimillionaire and an internationally best-selling author of 4 books. It's time to break through perceived limits and claim what's truly possible for you. Have you ever looked around your space or even just inside your head and thought, why is everything so noisy? Maybe it's not the actual noise, but the endless mental loops that you can't seem to turn off, or maybe it's an emotional background hum that never really quits and you just always have this something going on that's annoying perhaps and tagging on you. Or maybe it's like literally piles of stuff that you keep saying, well, someday I'll clean this up, you know, but you know, that day never comes. We all carry clutter. Mental, emotional, physical. Some hold on to everything like memories and beliefs and stuff materially because it feels safe. Some of us just wildly creative and leave beautiful chaos everywhere we go, including our minds and our homes. And some of us are hyper minimalists on the outside, that everything looks pristine like a museum. But inside, there is that junk drawer somewhere in your mind that you have not opened up for years. So this lesson is an invitation to open that drawer. We're going to clean up energetic and physical material stuff so you can speed up the manifestation of what you actually want in your life. And we're going to get real about what's taking up space that could be used for expansion instead. So redirecting the energy, like the allocation of resources, redistribution. And we're also going to free you from outdated attachments that no longer serve you. Because you cannot manifest your conscious future if you're buried under the energetic past. You can't receive clarity from the source, from your guides, from the universe, when your inner signal is cluttered with static. And you definitely can't fly in your creative flow if you tangle up in the stuff that's never meant to stay. So ask yourself, what do I keep holding on to just in case? See what pops in your mind. Where in my life have I cleared space for something new, but then filled it up with junk of some sort, leftovers? What version of me still being reinforced by what I allow to stay? These are great journaling questions for you. We're not just talking about junk in a garage, for example. We're not talking about the material piles, although that too, we'll get to that. We're talking about the silent stories that keep circulating in your mind, that you keep telling yourself, the emotional cycles that make you feel like life is just on repeat when it doesn't need to be. The material items, of course, that reflect who you were, not who you are, and definitely not who you're trying to be. So it's time to get intentional, because decluttering is not just about cleaning stuff out, how most people think of it. It's about choosing your next level, choosing your clarity, choosing freedom over fear, stepping into that new reality that you actually desire, the clarity, the spaciousness. So imagine with me for a moment here. What would it feel like to walk into your space and feel peace instead of pressure? You might already have spaces like that. So look for the ones where you don't have that experience. What would it feel like to change it? What would it feel like to wake up and not carry the heaviness inside you, in your chest, maybe in your mind, not carry it into the next day? What would it feel like to have your internal and external world finally match the soul simplicity? Because soul is really simple. It's intense, it's high frequency, it's multidimensional, but it's also simple. We are the ones who add all the complexity. So let's find out. In this lesson, we're going to walk through exactly how to release what is not serving you anymore, mentally, emotionally, and physically. It's going to show you what's been in the way and how to clear it. We're going to dive deep. We're going to get honest. And yes, we're going to be a little ruthless with the clutter, because it's time for you to level up with who you actually want to be and clean up what's in the way. Not because you're broken or something's wrong with you or whatever. I'm not saying that. You're perfect. There's nothing wrong with you. God already loves you. Universe knows who you are. But because you are ready to fully be that, that universe knows you can be, okay? Ready to create the life that is not weighted down by the old you. So let's begin. So first, let's look at the hidden reasons why you cannot let something go, the resistance. Because really, if decluttering was easy, you'd already be living the most streamlined and peaceful and aligned reality everywhere and every way in every part of your being. But you're not. So let's name five biggest reasons why people in general don't let go, whatever that might be, thoughts, emotions, or actual objects in their lives. And I want you to listen closely and see which one hits home for you, because I'm not just talking about like general humanity. The reason I'm picking these is because of my 30 years of experience of watching people's lives and working with my own clients and understanding sort of how human psychology and energetics work. So I'm able to summarize all the patterns into most common ones. But the reason I do that is so it's easier for you to recognize yourself in one of them instead of having to go into all the complexity. It simplifies it for you and tells you where are the areas that need your attention. Okay? It's not about shame, it's about clarity. So number one reason for not letting something go is that it justifies your identity. Sometimes we hold on to things because it just reinforces the story that we've been telling ourselves. That belief maybe that you cannot let go of, that proves that you're not enough and secretly lets you off the hook from going after more. That emotional pattern of, oh, I'm always overwhelmed. Well, it keeps the familiar chaos in place, because peace would mean that you have to face the unknown. That material thing maybe that you've never used, but will not toss for some reason. It reminds you who you used to be and lets you avoid who you're becoming. And maybe it's something that keeps you coping. Or maybe it's some projection into the future that tells you, someday I will be that. But in reality, again, it just keeps you stuck in the past. So mark for yourself if this is your resistance pattern and ask yourself, what belief about myself does this clutter make true? And do I want it to be true anymore? Number two reason why you cannot let something go is you're protective of it. Yes, sometimes we're oddly protective of our old patterns because they've been with us for so long. They helped us to maybe go through something, maybe survive something. They kind of feel like home. They're very familiar. But just because something feels familiar doesn't mean it's aligned. Just because it helped you before doesn't mean it actually serves you now, and definitely not in the future. So it needs to be re-examined in order not to be in the way. So mark for yourself if this is your resistance pattern. And ask yourself, what am I afraid will happen if I release it? And is that fear actually true now? Okay. Now, number third reason why we don't let go is you're seeking the perfect fix instead of small wins. This is the sneaky one. You wait to declutter your mind until you can do it all at once. You don't release the emotion because you don't feel ready to do it just right. You don't tackle the closet or some other clutter because you do not have the whole weekend free. So you wait and wait, and the clutter grows, right? We're familiar with that one? I think everybody is. So mark for yourself if this is your pattern of resistance and ask yourself, am I postponing progress in favor of perfection? If so, then your job is to celebrate micro movements, tiny wins. They stack up in massive shifts, but you need to notice them. All right, number four, resistance to letting go pattern is this. You feel overwhelmed and cannot focus. When your system is already overloaded, even the idea of clearing clutter can feel like this impossible thing. You want to begin, but then you don't know where, and you want clarity, but the mental noise just grows more and more, and it overpowers your instincts, your insights, your intuition, and you don't know, you just like feel spun around and you just stop. Because you just can't do anything from that place. You don't do anything. And this is the clutter loop emotionally. It's designed to keep you stuck. And it's actually the clutter that's saying, okay, maintain me, feed me energy. And you are listening to it and doing it. So mark if this is your specific resistance pattern and ask yourself, what's one area I can bring harmony to right now? Start there. Maybe it's going to just be 5 minutes of doing that task, but 5 minutes. One drawer, one belief, one emotion. Tackle it. Because when you do that, magic happens. That's how we start. Okay? That's the beginning process. All right. So number five issue with letting go is you fear what might happen if you let it go. This is a big one for so many people. That's the part of you that believes that decluttering might invite pain and shock and loss and actually make things worse. If I let go of this thought, who am I without it? If I release this emotion, I will collapse, will I? You know, if I get rid of this one thing, oh my God, will I regret it later? What if I need it later, right? You can kind of see the pattern in here. Your nervous system might just equate letting go with being unsafe. And with that, well, how can you ever let anything go, right? Because unsafety is not the experience you want to be living. But the truth is that letting go does not create chaos. It actually reveals clarity. And of course, it does not leave an emptiness, a void. It creates space for new things to come in, which is what we're after. Because in order to speed up manifestation, you need to have space for something new to come in too. More can come in because you made the room for it. Okay? So mark for yourself if this is your resistance pattern. Ask yourself, is this clutter really protecting me or just slowing down my evolution? So which of the resistance patterns can you recognize yourself in? You're not behind, you're not failing, just notice whatever it is. You're protecting yourself in ways that maybe you didn't truly see before until now. Look for which pattern it is. Don't just pile them all into like, oh, I don't know, all of them, or oh, something like that, because then you just create more mental clutter. We don't want that. We want clarity. So which of the five patterns I just named are the ones that you resonate with the most? Is it that the clutter justifies your identity? Is it that you are protective of your clutter? Is it that you're seeking a perfect fix instead of a small win? Is it that you feel overwhelmed and cannot focus? Is it that you fear what might happen if you let this clutter go? It's usually one prominent, one secondary. Protecting yourself this way by keeping all this stuff in your energy field and in your life, it comes from not fully claiming your inner sovereignty, following some external expectations, fearing not fitting in, that's another common one. Either way, it's creating an inner child experience that is not fully sovereign. It separates you from your higher self. Now that the light is on, you can choose differently. And by the way, if you're ready to end the social, political, the personal division within yourself and become that sovereign that I just was talking about, make sure you get my Lionsgate Sovereign course. This is where I go into the details of ending us versus them dilemma, that mentality that people have in a dualistic way, also self-protection in there and applying self-respect, deep love, and resisting the status quo in the correct way that actually allows you to remain in your sovereignty. So the link is in description for that. All right, now that you understand why it's so hard to let go sometimes, let's look at how to actually do it. And no, it's not about tackling the whole house in one weekend or something physically, or doing some spiritual version of extreme makeover of yourself, your life, your energy, and your house. No, we're going to do this in the aligned way, in the conscious way, so you can clear the clutter at the root of it, not just like rearrange it in a way that makes you feel like, okay, for now, but then what? Then it remains. We want to do it permanently. I always teach you things that go straight to the root of what you're clearing. That way, if you're fully aligned, you complete the process and move on to the next level of yourself. So, ready? Here is your three-step soul declutter practice. Mental, emotional, and physical. You know, I like my three steps here. Solar Council always arranges everything in threes, sometimes fives, but usually threes because that's the most anchored pattern for a human mind. So step number one is identify the three layers of clutter. Pick one from each category, something from the mental patterns, something from emotional loops, and something from physical or material pile. Okay, so we're looking at three areas, and in each one, you want to pick one. For example, mental could be judging yourself constantly, focusing on what didn't work, calling yourself names. Emotional could be worrying about your health, expecting the worst, feeling jealous or behind. These are different pieces within there. Pick one of these in each category. Physical could be a messy desk. Could be overstuffed closet or random junk drawer filled with twist ties and old batteries. Like whatever it is you got going on, pick one in each category. This step is awareness, not fixing, just seeing. And then ask yourself, what is this clutter really about? And this is a great journaling question for you to really dig deep into what is this about? Not like material part of it, or the, like, whatever, mechanical part of it, but deeper. What is it really about for you specifically? Okay, number two step of decluttering process is discover the belief underneath. So now we're going to sort of help you answer that question and go deeper. This is the most important part. This is where soul speaks. This is where you get the alignment. Every form of clutter, mental, emotional, physical, all of them are anchored in belief. For example, so because we're looking for the belief here. For example, mental could be, I have to be perfect or I'm not lovable. That could be the belief that holds the clutter in place. Emotional could be, if I relax, I get hurt. Or I'm not safe as I am. Or I must stay hypervigilant to avoid disappointment or shocking surprise. You might have your own in there. This is just an example. Physical could be, if I let this go, I will regret it. I will not have enough later. Or what if I'm missing something? It's a familiar one. I might be missing something. Let me keep everything just in case. Write out one clear sentence for each of these categories right now. Mental, emotional, physical areas. Don't overthink it. Just go with your gut. You got something in there. You can refine it later. Good. Now, ask, what is my lower self protecting by holding on to this? You start to see that the real reason you've kept the clutter around is something that your lower self was getting by keeping the clutter. So here we want to figure out, what was it getting? Okay. This is not random. This is specific to you, to your patterns. This is like an armor that you had, but now you're choosing alignment, so you don't need protection based on fear. All right, a number three step of decluttering process is create your custom declutter sequence. This is will take a little bit more time to literally line up for you, but this is important component of bringing into action understanding of the previous two steps. So now that you got the clutter belief and you understand what your lower self was getting out of this, we can map out soul-aligned paths forward of actually decluttering. So I'm going to separate it into three categories for you again, for each one, for the mental, for the emotional, and for the physical, so you can clearly see what I'm talking about. So mental declutter sequence. For example, the problem was harsh self-judgment or obsessive thoughts or negative focus all the time, like noticing bad things all the time and not good things. What would be the steps here? One would be choose a new loving message for yourself. Something short and powerful, like I'm safe in my imperfection, for example. Something that counterweights whatever the problem was that we just named. Two, notice in your life when that pattern activates, this old pattern, it kicks in by something. Every time I walk into this room, I think this. Every time I see this person, I think this. Every time I wake up in the morning, that's my first thought. Like whatever it is that you know is the trigger, notice when that happens. Ideally, you understand it even ahead of time because it would be habitual, but notice in the moment as well as you live your life. Number three would be to interrupt it immediately with the new message that you just came up with in step one, okay? Then you want to add emotion to it. You want to feel that new belief, not just say it. Like, remember the example here was, I'm safe in my imperfection. You don't just want to say like, oh, damn, I'm so bad. And then, oh, I remember I need to shift into I'm safe in my imperfection and move on. That's not going to do anything. You have to actually add the emotional charge into it. So I'm safe in my imperfection. You bring it into your body, you experience it. And then five is you repeat until this becomes a norm. What would happen if you do it this way is that whatever you notice is the trigger, you redirect, you interrupt it with the new one. And at first it takes maybe certain duration of time, like a minute or two or three or five even, depending on how big the trigger was, to get into that state. But once you do it enough times, it becomes almost like a file that your body can pull out as soon as you start to redirect it. Because, oh, yeah, I know what you want me to do. Boom, you just feel the difference. Takes like 30 seconds, then 10 seconds, and then it becomes almost instant. So that's when you actually have shifted. You decluttered that mental pattern. Okay, now let's look at the emotional declutter sequence. What problem here are we working with? Maybe it's worry. Like, oh, what if, you know, every time something in your body hurts, you think that's it, you're dying, like the worst case scenario. So worry of some sort, envy. Every time you see somebody having something and you're not, you feel bad about yourself. That's envy. Doom expectation. Oh, you know, like that. Whatever your emotional pattern is, what would be the steps here? So first would be to identify the soul safety. What does it feel like within yourself? Maybe it would be like, okay, when gold light enters my vertical tube, that's when I feel safe. Maybe it's I'm supported by source or by my guides, and just kind of like releasing yourself into the support frequency, being supported, being protected, something like that. Maybe it's my angels and guides are always with me. like reminder, and then feel the presence of them around you. Whatever that is, like find what is your soul safety anchor. Everybody has a different one. There is no right or wrong one. It could be something within your energy system. It could be even some location, like the feeling you had in your body. It doesn't matter. Whatever that is, number two step here is we're going to use this as your emotional short code, which means you want to have that as your experience within your field that you can come back to, that you don't have to every time think about like, oh, what's my soul safety, and every time it's a different one. Pick something that consistently throughout your life works, so it's one short code for soul safety for you, okay? And number three is when the negative emotion hits you, something happens, you start to feel it, pause within 3 seconds of it starting to billow out, so you stop the billowing. And imagine the short code, like, and activate this within your field. Whatever your short code was, see now why you need the short code, right? Why you wouldn't, like within 3 seconds, you wouldn't be able to, oh yeah, let me figure out what that is. Like, oh, I shift into that. I shift into the golden light, or my angel is right here next to me, or I'm supported by source, or I'm protected. Like whatever your thing is, instant. So that your field actually shifts. And then you breathe into it and let it shift your physical body. This rewires your nervous system to stop looping in fear and start looping safety instead. Same process as with the mental. The more you do it, the more habitual it becomes. And at some point, the short code becomes really short. Like it's not an experience you have to hold and kind of put effort into it. It becomes almost instant because once something becomes habitual, your brain finally recognizes it and then it's like, okay, I got this. That's it. Like we can just go there. Okay, so now let's look at the physical declutter system. What could be the problem here? For example, stuff is everywhere. You cannot decide what to keep. Things you know are stuffed somewhere out of sight. Like you're aware that there's something there that shouldn't be, but you're like afraid to open that drawer. So whatever that is, figure out what the issue is. Again, pick one. Always pick just one when you're working with this. You can always pick another one once you clear this one. Don't try to do all of them at once because the sequence will be messy. All right. So what would be the steps to declutter that? First of all, ask, what fear is keeping this in my house, in my space? Then assign a short code of abundance to it. Like, I have enough. The universe provides, if let's say the issue was not enoughness or whatever the issue is, the short code should counteract that. Okay, number two, choose one area like closet, desk, or drawer, or whatever. And three, prepare three piles or boxes. This is where you're going to separate the clutter into. This is an important step because people usually think like, well, I can just dive into there and clear it. And then, you know, if any of you ever tried that, you know, as soon as you dive in, you stop at the very first thing and then nothing gets cleared. So we want to separate this into three areas. Think of it like a pile or a box, whatever that is. One is donate, like what you're going to give away to somebody. Another one is toss, like get rid of or recycle. And another one is relocate, that this is something you actually need, but it's in the wrong place in your house, that it needs to go somewhere else. It has a home that's proper for it. Like a lot of times it could be, let's say, clothes that ended up in, you know, somewhere on a chair or whatever, but maybe they actually need to be put away in a box till the next season or something like that. All right. Number four. Systematically go through all the items in this clutter issue that you chose and place them into one of the three categories, three piles or three boxes. Complete this action. Do not stop sorting till it's actually done. You must finish the cycle. Like, put whatever's in a toss bag actually in the garbage, or actually in a recycling bin, so it's gone out of your house. Also, whatever's in a donate box, actually put it in a bag or something and in your car, so it's ready to move out of your house. Whatever was actually meant to be relocated, well, then actually relocate it. Like, find the home for it where it's supposed to be. Don't just keep it now as a pile, like, okay, I need to figure out where to put it. Figure out where to put it and put it there. You're not just moving clutter around. That's not what we're after. You want to clear up space for the next version of yourself. You're speeding up your manifestation. This is how you step into your future faster. Okay, so if you keep saying, why can't I manifest the thing I want so badly? Why is it taking so long? Why is it, like, how many of you said that to me? Why is it taking so long? I'm intending, I'm envisioning, I'm being in all. Why is it taking so long? Well, that's because your energy field is still full. There's no space for something new to enter. So you must clear things up. And that means physically, emotionally, and mentally. It, like, physical stuff actually holds energy, as you know. So if you are clearing it up and you're creating space, your manifestation, whatever you're working on and intending, can come to you faster. This process actually clears your space for your desires to land in material reality. Every small declutter is a quantum signal to the universe that says, hey, I'm no longer tied to my past. I'm creating space for what's next. I'm ready. That thing I ordered, it can now come in. And universe says, oh, good. We'll just speed up the order then, because obviously here is the space for it. That's why we want to do this. This is not just like cleaning your house. Who cares? This is about clearing your frequency so that you have room to manifest with. Okay? Universe always responds to you. And we want to clean up whatever's in the way. Now that we looked at that, you probably had some emotions and thoughts show up while I was giving you the sequence about, like, oh, but that's, you know, where I get stuck, or, oh, this, yeah, that if it was so easy, and so on. That's because there are some sneaky saboteurs to this process. And here we want to look into them so that you can recognize them and clean them up, because those are the things that might pull you back into the old ways and keep the clutter going, and we don't want that. Now that we realize why we want to declutter, let's look at what might be in the way, because clutter, energetic or physical, has gravity. Once you start disrupting this, it fights to stay because you were the food that was feeding it. It wants you to keep it. This is where the lower self gets very crafty. Okay, so there's some common saboteurs that I've witnessed in my life over so many years of working with people that need to be named so that they do not hold power over you anymore. They show up once you start decluttering. So let's look at what they are and what you need to do about them. Mental saboteurs. Those usually show up as overthinking, rigidity, or sneaky little justifications of why something should stay. But this belief feels true, and then we keep it. This is like defending it. So we want to question some things and we don't want to defend them once they not align with who we are, right? But most people do not question their beliefs. They defend them because they're familiar and feel right. But the only reason they feel right is because they are familiar, not because they're truly aligned with your soul. So you get stuck in the illusion of rightness, which actually just stops manifestation from happening, like stops your future from happening. Just because the belief feels true does not mean it's aligned with your soul. Truth is what meant to expand you, not limit you. So if the belief is actually limiting, it's not truth. It's not aligned. It just happens to be something you used to. Or maybe I'm not making fast enough progress. So then kind of like, why bother? The perfectionist voice. It wants you to quit unless you have massive, instant, total transformation. This is, a lot of people fall into that. It's like, well, if I could like clear all of them, then okay. If I can like really work on this belief completely, then yes. But you know, I don't have time to journal, or well, I don't have time to meditate every day. Well, I'll open up this module and watch that lesson later. Well, that meditation, yeah, it's good, but I don't have, like, it's a self-fulfilling prophecy, essentially, because you want it all at once, nothing happens because you're blocking it. That's actually your clutter fighting for its existence, and it's winning in this situation. It wants you to quit unless you get this instant transformation. But remember that progress is actually quantum. It's nonlinear. Every micro win, part of your energetic programming change. Celebrate those shifts because that's how you start changing the programming. Okay? So let's look at the emotional saboteurs. Those show up as unconscious emotional loops that try to pull you back into familiar discomfort. As funny as that is, right? Why would we want to stay in discomfort? But hey, apparently we do because it's familiar. Anything familiar feels safer because it's the known. And we're actually kind of terrified of the unknown if we're not aligned with the soul energy. Okay? So the emotional issue could be falling into the old stories from your past. Suddenly you're replaying the old memories, you're recycling the pain that's attached to this object, let's say. You're spiraling into some self-doubt or whatever. And, you know, before long, nothing's moving, right? And have you ever had that experience? You decide to clear up your closet. You pulled out, you know, item number one, got stuck in some pain associated with it or some memory associated with it. And that's it. Or maybe you started to shift something in your, like decluttering your computer, let's say, right? Like shift your files and then, well, do I need this? What if I need it? And you get stuck in self-doubt and again, nothing happens. So that usually is actually the emotional dampening field that stops the progress, stops any clearing up. So solution to this is actually super simple. Stay in the now. The power is not in what happened before. It's in what does it mean for you now. It's what you choose to believe today, not whatever happened in the past. So feel the freedom of who you are becoming. And from that standpoint, you're looking at the things that you're clearing up more as, is this something that by keeping it, it amplifies this power? It supports me going into it or not? And if not, then bye-bye. It's got to go. May that be thought, emotion, or a physical thing. Another one is overwhelm and then freeze response. That's totally emotional. It feels like you need everything. So you just keep everything. Nothing gets to move because, well, all of it I need because there's just so much occupied space that there's no room to decide. It's sort of like on a computer, if you're running many, many programs all at once, at some point, there's not enough RAM space and it just freezes because it can't process the data. So that's what happens with us. The trick here is that your overwhelm is not the actual truth of your existence. It's just a signal of you not being linear enough. Okay? So if you're in overwhelm, you need to focus on specifics out of general stuff. So specifics would be one thought. One belief. Journal about that. Focus on it. Don't go into others. One drawer in your kitchen, let's say. One emotion of some sort. And then take steps on that. Kind of like micro, micro, micro. The smaller you can get it, the more progress you can actually have. All right, now the physical saboteurs. These are the sneaky behaviors that make it look like you're improving and changing, but actually you sort of reshuffling the clutter. So I bet many of you recognize yourself in that one. That's like, okay, I have the stuff. I don't want it here. I put it over there. Now it's out of the way. So yay, I feel good. I decluttered. But no, you didn't because it's still energetically there. Remember, universe does not care about whatever you put your things. It speaks frequency. It's looking for your frequency. If the frequency of the thing is still there, it doesn't care you moved it from one room to another or that you physically cannot see it anymore. It is still there broadcasting and blocking your manifestation of whatever you desire, your next level. So we do want to clear it up all the way. One of the problems here could be decluttering for a someday version of you. So just in case the future me might need this, so someday I will be this size, or someday I will go to events like this and need these kinds of clothes, or someday it might rain and I will need these shoes or something. This version does not exist right now. Only the present you counts. So there's a reasonable aspect of it, and there's an unreasonable. Usually we can tell when we kind of like past, like, let's say, okay, I need something for the rain. I have that. But now this other something is also for the rain, but it's a little prettier. It's a little bit something. So, like, probably you don't need it. But that's where this justification begins. So start looking at it from this angle. Does it reflect who I am now, who I am becoming in the most empowered version of myself? If not, then let it go. Another thing physically that could show up is relocating instead of releasing. I already named that, but it's definitely worth saying that. You put everything into the relocate pile. In the three piles, right? Donate, toss, relocate. So there are some people that do that. They're like, well, I can't throw it away. Well, I'm not going to donate it, but I just need to put it somewhere else. And then before long, everything you took out is now in the relocate file or box or whatever it is, if you're dealing with physical things or emotional things. But you feel productive, right? Something happened. I did something. Yay for me. But nothing actually changed. Okay. You just moved the mess to a new spot. So moving clutter does not release clutter. Future doesn't live in the storage box. It lives actually in spaciousness. So you do need to decide on what stays and what doesn't. Everything cannot stay. The key is moving through those saboteurs with clarity of intention. It's not about you using your willpower and trying hard and whatever, because willpower, we know, will run out. Instead, think of it like, I intend my future to come. I know what I'm trying to manifest. I know what I'm intending. I know sort of how I envision myself. Great. That's what you're going for. So then when you're decluttering your material life, your emotional life, or your mental life, you're looking from the standpoint of, does it match this next phase of me I'm becoming, instead of like, how do I do it from, because when we think reasonably, reasonable often is not reasonable. It's based on some past experiences. So actually it's the clutter keeping itself. But you think you're being reasonable. You're most of the time not. So play with that within yourself. I'm not here to protect my past. I'm here to prepare space for my future. That's the intention you want to have. So let's land all of this. You didn't come here to organize your closet or reframe a thought. You want to liberate yourself. You want to clear your energy so you step out of your past and create room for the future to land in your life, right? So decluttering, whether this is physical, emotional, or mental, is not the cleaning up. It's actually aligning with that new frequency. I really want you to realign this in your mind. Because if you think of decluttering from the standpoint of like physically cleaning up, you will never actually do it because there's a reason it's there in the first place. Those reasons will remain. But if you look at it from the higher perspective, the way the solar console looks at that, now you're actually able to create change. So to recap, here are the five important pieces of everything that we looked at. Clutter is never just clutter. It's a mirror, it's a thought pattern, emotional loop, it's an object, whatever it is, it's reflecting a belief. And most beliefs that are clutter, well, they're outdated. Two is you must identify the belief underneath. Don't just know that it's there, but you actually kind of have to dig for it and be clear what it is. Nothing can be released without being seen, because your clutter isn't random. It's connected to some part of your life. It's actually something in you that believes you're not safe. Maybe you're not worthy. Maybe you're not enough. You got to deal with that to release the thing or the thought or the emotion. Okay. Once you deal with the belief, that brings your power back to you. Number three was that lower self is trying to protect you. This is the reason we create clutter in the first place. If you didn't have a lower self, you would not have clutter. Your soul would just naturally guide you to the areas where you need to be, and whatever needs to be will happen. But because we're not always connected to that, we end up creating all sorts of clutter as a way of survival from the lower self. Every form of resistance is a form of protection. But safety built on fear, well, it's still a prison, right? It's not true safety. You're choosing soul-led safety now. That means you now can declutter. Number four is that small wins create massive energetic shifts. You do not need to declutter your entire house or rewire your whole thought process today. Just start with one thing, but start. And then be consistent about it. Every day, do just a little bit. That's okay. Teeny little shifts actually change it, okay? Every micro step sends a quantum signal that you're ready for more so that the universe can give you more. That's how you finally get over this, why isn't it happening? I'm doing everything right. You know, where is it? You know, are we there yet? Well, that's how you get there, okay? And five is that freedom is the goal here, not cleaning up your house, okay? That's not the goal. Not creating simplicity for the sake of like, oh, now I'm in control. Like, we don't want more negative control like that. We actually want freedom. You're opening space for more intuition, for faster manifestations, for aligned opportunities, for deeper peace. That's what you're actually after here. Remember that if you keep asking, why can't I manifest this when I want this so badly? It's because your field is still full. You want to speed something up? Clean something out. Declutter. Okay, this process cleans up the space so that your desires can actually manifest. And you already know that knowing something intellectually is not the same as actually embodying it. You're not here to collect more concepts from me. You're not here to just learn more stuff and put the check mark like, yes, I know I need to declutter. That's not going to help, right? You're here to live the transformation. You actually feel the difference in your body once you start doing it. You anchor it in your field. That's where the change comes from, committing to doing the work. I know I repeat this every time, but that's because this is actually what the work is. This is your spiritual work. That's the work that counts. Recognizing limiting beliefs and, you know, cleaning up how they connect to the clutter in your space, clarifying those beliefs and emotions and whatever it is, spiritually, mentally, physically, emotionally, and actually clearing it, harmonizing your desires with your physical reality so that your soul vision can have a place to land. That's exactly what we're doing here in Transcension School. This is the massive difference between true sovereignty that you embody in your system, or kind of a survival mechanism like, okay, I'm okay. I think I have enough protection sort of to be safe. We don't want more protection to be safe. We want to be sovereign. And having this level of clarity in your field, spaciousness, that's how you get sovereign. You know, you can study consciousness all day long, but if you didn't feel the frequency of that sovereign authority, of that clarity, of that spaciousness in your body, then it's just an idea. And we really want to shift this for you. This is why we do in Transcension School those meditations that help you dive in deeper. And here you get this amazing decluttering one for yourself on all the levels of your field. It's literally a different frequency that gives you spaciousness. This is why we have the 8-hour-long transmissions every week. So you can anchor the frequency, so you can practice, so you can imprint that. And I always encourage you to journal about it, to think about it. That's why we have journal prompts every week, so you have sort of homework to go through if you are in Transcension School. If you're not, by the way, the link is in description, so join us so you can have access to all of this, okay? The space that you live in, may that be physical environment, energy environment, or your body, those are sacred. You are sacred. Your future is ready. It's right here. And now you're ready as well to create space to help land that future into your current reality. My love to you. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of Eugenia Oganova on a Mission. Want to know more? Check out my websites, transcensiongate.com, for my books, courses, and for the Transcension School to advance your consciousness and personal mastery, and eugeniaoganova.com. for advice on how to sustainably create, grow, and scale your business by aligning with your unique soul design. Are you the type of person who loves to help? If you got something out of this episode, I would love for you to share this on the social media, to shout us out on the Facebook and Insta at Eugenia Oganova. To make sure that you don't miss any episodes, go ahead and subscribe right now. And your ratings and reviews go a long way to help promote the show. It means a lot. So thank you so much for being here, and I will see you next time.